It's Thursday's edition of the award-winning Gutter. I've got Josh Sexton, Mike Kearney, and Sky transfer guru Harriet Pryor.
Who Thanks was... for the intro.
Oh, of course.
Special it's... guest on today's show.
Special guest. we are, yeah, indeed. And Harriet's been telling me just before we came on air just how popular your Gutter is.
Yeah.
Talk me through it, Harriet, in all the polls.
Yeah, we've got some fresh new data, haven't we, Josh? And it's basically like what people are listening to, and everyone just loves a Gutter. So we're,
even the old ones.
So we're trying, even the old ones, so people love going back and listening to old Gutters, current Gutters, new Gutters, all the types of Gutters people are loving. So yeah, just a shout out to all the Gutter listeners, because there's a lot of them.
Welcome to the Anfield Gutter. anyway, we better talk about bloody transfers. This is why we're popular, because we talk endlessly about transfers, and we talk really, really endlessly about them in transfer windows. And this one has a mere 5 days left before it slams shut. Kloppo, in his press confo last week, was addressed with the idea that Liverpool are in transition or need to rebuild, and he was asked to compare our rebuild with Chelsea's, which I don't think he liked to want to talk about too much. Josh, it was interesting what he said about rebuild. He for the first time, I think, spoke about the idea that we were in transition, that we were in a rebuilding phase, and I thought the confession of that was sort of interesting in the first place. The other thing it made me think was, okay, we're all on the same page here. This is a transition season. But you can't rebuild when you haven't even laid a first foundation stage. And the rebuild really needs to happen in midfield. And we're 5 days away from having not added a midfielder.
Yeah, I think one of the problems that Klopp sort of has, and it's funny really, like what he's willing to admit and what he's not, because he's more willing to admit the sort of negative, pessimistic thing, like he's admitted in the past, that, oh yeah, we're out of a title race and things like that, rather than sort of when we've been leading from the front by miles, he's not gone, oh, it's all over kind of thing, and we're definitely the winners and celebrated too early. Like he's always prepared to commit to, yes, we are now in transition, we need to go out and make these signings. But I don't think the first foundation really is actually a transfer. I think there's something obviously within the club that needs fixing, whether that's within the team, whether that's within his methods, something. I think there's something there that's creating a bit of a general malaise at the moment. It could even just be injuries, to be honest. It could just be getting a few lads back from injury, might give this squad a bit of a pep up. But then from there, I think, because I mean, you see it with Cody Gakpo, the way that Cody Gakpo has sort of struggled to settle so far, and I don't want that to become the narrative around Gakpo, because I think it's just far too early for anyone to be doing that. But the fact that he's come into a team which is very low on confidence has clearly impacted how much he can hit the ground running when you compare it to Diaz last season, who came into a team who was full of confidence, and then he completely hit the ground running and sort of tore it up from there. So I think any new signings you bring in, the club needs to be in a sort of better way anyway. But yeah, I think it's interesting hearing him sort of realign his expectations, because even in the aftermath of the Chelsea game, you know, Harriet wrote about this for the Anfield App website this week. He was talking about making small steps, and you know, not necessarily being satisfied with the draw, because we want to win every football match because we're Liverpool, and because that's sort of in his nature as a manager. But you know, being you know, happy with a clean sheet and defending better in moments, and hopefully if he can sort of stretch those moments out, we'll be in a much better way altogether.